is Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And we just want to say rise and shine. So firstly, happy belated Veterans Day.
That's right. That's right.
All of our wonderful veterans out there.
Thank you so much.
Keeping the peace and keeping us safe.
That's right.
And so Leonette and Monica, this is our second show.
Number two.
And the first one was so great. But we want to go back through and just kind of recap who we are and what our goal is. So Monica and I, the reason that we are partners in Shine and what our goal is to shine
peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and everyone that we come in contact with.
So
we certainly did that this weekend, didn't we?
We certainly did. We were in the ATL.
Hotlanta, as you told me. It wasn't that hot, though, was it?
It wasn't. No. It was the middle of winter, I guess, or the middle of fall. It was a little cool.
It was beautiful, though.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was.
We actually went down there after the show last week.
So we jumped out of the booth and into the car and onto the road.
Took a road trip.
Yes, we did. And what was so great is that we had a chance to go over a couple of our credit myths on the last show. So
we
pushed up against the end of the hour and we didn't get a chance to finish everything. And so we actually want to go over the last credit myth.
That's right. We're back this week and we're going to give you all that last myth.
But before you do, Monica,
okay,
I would like to give everyone the dial-in number because we would love to hear from our listening audience.
That's right.
So our local number here at the station is 410-481-1010. And for everyone listening to us online and across the country, our number is 1-877-704-1010. Okay. So Monica.
Yes. Yes.
Let's recap that last myth. Myth number six. So paying a past due debt removes it from your credit report. And I remember you were very passionate about this.
Yes, I was.
On the last show, so please, reiterate.
That's right. I actually was talking about those that get those bonuses, those Christmas bonuses or whatever bonus it is, and you go and you pay off that debt or you go make settlement with the company because, you know, you may have lost a job and you finally got a job and you saved up enough money and you say, oh, yes, I can pay this off. I can make good on this debt. And you go and do that. And then you come to find out that it's still on your credit report. It's like, wait a minute, what's going on? This is on my credit report and my score is still low. What's happening here? And the truth of the matter is, it's just because you pay an old debt off, it does not change or erase the fact that at one time that you were not paying it as agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news, though, is that this record can be changed. It can absolutely be changed.
That's the great news.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what we're here to tell you. And we're here to help you do that. Yes, because our records have been changed, haven't they?
Yes, they have. There was information that was once there that is no longer.
Yes.
And a lot of people just don't know their rights under the law.
They don't know.
Because we're all protected under something called the Fair Credit Reporting Act, right?
That's right.
That basically says just because something's true about you doesn't mean that it has to be on your credit report.
Exactly.
Because technically nothing has to be on your credit report.
That's right.
Is that correct?
That's right. And before you go and pay something, you want to make sure you educate yourself first. So that's the whole key.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to make your dollars work for you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why. What's that number again?
That number is 1-877-704-1010.
That's
and for
it.
Our local audience, it's 410-481-1010.
Great.
And what we want to say, because we also have our number at the office that we give out, and we had so many calls last week.
And we need to apologize because of our long road trip. Yes.
We are just getting back to everyone that called us.
We still have more calls to make.
Exactly.
Yes.
So our number to get in contact with us at our office is actually 1-866-610-9759. If there's anything that we talk about that you kind of want to have a personal conversation about, you can contact Leonette and or Monica.
That's right. That's 1-866-610-9759. Or you can text LM Money. That's the word, LM Money, M-O-N-E-Y, to the number 76626. Now, I know there's some people out there that did that last week. We are still returning calls and messages back on that. We have returned some, but not all. And again, we do apologize to those we have not gotten back to. We are still in the middle of doing that, and we will get back to you. We promise that we will. And you will get a free credit consultation. We promise that. Okay? And we look forward to that, to helping and assisting you with increasing your credit scores.
Absolutely. Do you want to give them our website, Monica?
Absolutely. Our website is Thank you.
Good credit.
Give it to them.
.com.
That's the letter U.
The letter R.
The letter R. Goodcredit.com.
Perfect. So we have a caller, and we are going to go to the phone lines.
You do so well with that, Leonette.
Well, thank you very
much. I love
much.
Working with you.
Will, or do we have you?
Yes, how you doing, ladies?
Great.
Fantastic.
How are you this morning?
Welcome, Will. Welcome.
Good. Good morning. This is Will Hanna. You know, I wanted to, I'm a first time listening to your show.
Awesome. And, so glad. Welcome.
One of the issues that we have, especially in our communities, in African American communities, especially in urban communities, is that we don't understand the importance of credit at a young age.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, in what we do in community development, we deal with people that want to buy houses, but they're not in a situation from a credit standpoint to qualify.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that's right. Because of a lot of things that happen early on in their lives that they don't think are important, like that old T-Mobile bill that they may have that they got when they were 21 and now they're 30.
That's right, Will.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, so I think if you know, and I that's why I appreciate your show, and I appreciate what you all are doing, because I think you're an asset to what it is that we look to help people overcome those challenges.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize the importance of credit until I was about 35.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's when you get into change of life, when you want to buy houses, you want to buy cars, you want to take care of your family, you want to do certain things, you want to have disposable income, you want to have security or safety blanket and credit and things like that. But a lot of people don't have it because of things they did when they were younger. So if you could speak to, like, the importance of it, what people shouldn't do or what young people probably shouldn't do, early on, you know, what should they avoid, you know, because, you know, when they're in college, they get offered all kinds of credit cards and all kinds of stuff. And then by the time they're 25, their credit is like ruined.
It's like Swiss cheese.
That's right.
Yes.
That is so true.
And speak to the importance of, like, co-signing.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Do not co-sign.
Yes,
that's one of that's one of the myths.
Well,
yes.
Well, as a matter of fact, we're going to touch on that right now. So, so thank you.
That's right.
Thank you for giving us a call. And
we appreciate your call, sir.
We do, because it is so important for our young people. And last week, one of the things that we spoke about is that we actually have a foundation called the Youth Financial Literacy Foundation.
YFL, for short.
Yes, and the mission of that is to educate youth from the ages of 8 to 18 on the matters of personal finance.
That's right.
And we are actually doing financial literacy classes across the country, but specifically here in Baltimore. So,
that's right.
And it is very important, because the reason that we got into this situation really is just a lack of financial education.
Absolutely.
So, we will definitely go into that. And thank you for calling, Will. And we hope to hear from you again.
Yes,
definitely.
Thank you. Thank you all for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we do appreciate that. And just to elaborate on the YFL just a little bit, I just want to, because we are doing that, that's something that's very dear to me and in my heart. And we are working with 120 students in Baltimore County over in the White Marsh area. Right now, as we speak, and December 19th is our closing date. And our company actually is giving $500 per 30 to 35 students that complete the program, which is huge, I feel. So we're looking at giving $2,000 to these students, because, again, 120 students. So, you know, we're praying that everybody does complete that. We ask you to reach out, and I'm going to ask you to if you know students or if you are, you know, close to students that in community centers and different schools that you know that could benefit from that, you know, please let us know, because we've got to get the word out. This is a money management certification program, 6 to 8 weeks that our company is basically we're sponsoring, we're supporting across the country. And we just need the foot in the door for somebody to say yes, that they will support that. And I'm just thankful that we did get somebody in Baltimore County to say yes to that. So call 1-866-610-9759 or send a text LM Money to the number 76626, and just let us know if you have a group of students from 5th to 9th grade is what we're actually targeting for this, okay? And let us know, and we'll be happy to talk with you and see if we can do that, okay? All right,
perfect. Yeah. And I just want to, as we push up against our break, I just kind of want to go over what the caller said. You know, I was one of those college students
that had
6 credit cards and no job.
And a t-shirt and a mug.
And a t-shirt and a mug and a keychain.
And eventually
bad credit.
That's right.
You know, as a young person, you think it's free money.
Absolutely.
You know, you get this card with $1,000 credit line. You think you never have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
However, you do.
Yes.
And if you don't, it drastically brings your score down. You know, there was a time, I think we all heard cash is king.
That's right.
But now credit is everything.
Everything.
Because you could have all the cash in the world. However, if you don't have the credit to go along with it, it's a lot of things you can't qualify for or get.
Like that home, as Will said.
Right.
Exactly.
Or the nice car.
That's
or
right.
A student
right.
loan for your children to get into college.
That's
or
right.
a nice
exactly.
school. So
that's right.
So it's important for
Absolutely.
Young people to do that. And then co-signing, don't do it.
Do not co-sign.
Tell
do
about co-signing, Monica.
Co-sign, my gosh. My goodness. Co-signing is like you going and getting the loan. That's the thing. So if you're co-signing, it is a trade line that's on your credit report. It's just like you did it. They're going to come to you if that person does not qualify. I mean, that person does not pay the actual bill. And you won't know. You won't know until you go and you actually are going for a loan or going for a vehicle. We have clients that have thought that they've had pristine credit. They thought they had that 802 score, okay? And I think it's time. You all know me from last week. If you don't, I never know when the break is coming. So back, we're going to break, and I'll be back. We'll be back.
I like sunshine.
Have you been a victim of co-signing? You thought you had pristine credit and went to buy a vehicle to find out someone you co-signed for affected your credit score. Join Leonette and Monica, partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. as we discuss how to protect your identity, your credit, your finances, your family, and your future. Or if you need to contact us immediately, call 1-866-610-9759. That's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LeonetteMonica. Or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money to 76626.
Living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden. Living my life like
Welcome back to the Lynette and Monica Morning Show, Partners in Shine. One of our sponsors is actually the Divine Order Network. And what is their goal, Monica?
Putting money back in your pockets.
Excellent.
That's what we're here for, ladies
Excellent.
And gents.
Absolutely. And if you want to contact the Lynette and Monica Morning Show, you can actually, for our local callers, call us at 410-481-1010. And for our out-of-state or out-of-area or online listeners, you can contact us at 1-877-704-1010. All right. So before we went to break, we were talking about what young people could do to keep their credit score higher and just keep their affairs in order. And we had kind of spoke about those credit cards you get when you're in college. We spoke about co-signing, but one of the most important things that you can do is pay your bills on time. Your payment
yes.
history is actually 35% of your score.
Yes.
So those 30-day lates, 60-day lates, 90-day lates.
That's right.
Literally ding your score and bring it down so much. So if you can get your payment history to be positive,
it's
your
huge.
Score will go up significantly.
It's huge.
Yes. So with that being said, Monica, I would like to talk about another one of these credit myths.
Sure.
So inquiries, you know, a lot of us will pull up our credit reports and we'll see inquiries from car insurance. We'll
mm-hmm.
see inquiries from our banks. We'll see inquiries from our employers.
Right.
So inquiries are not derogatory and will not affect your credit standing. Is that true?
Inquiries are 10% of our credit score. You mentioned some of the things, but let's just talk about it because this is the shopping season.
Mm-hmm.
So you go into a department store and they ask you, do you want to save 10% on your purchase today? And of course, everybody wants to save money.
Of
right?
course.
On their 10%. Yes, of course. 10%, 20%, whatever they ask. But they don't tell you that they're pulling your credit report when you say yes to that. And they're pulling your credit report to see if you actually qualify to get that 10%. And if you don't qualify for that, then now, you know, they pulled your credit report. There's a ding on your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's 10% of your credit report. I know it's not that 35% that you just talked about with the payment
right.
history, but it's still a ding on there.
Absolutely.
And we have to understand. So if you go in, if you're shopping, Christmas holiday shopping, whatever the case is, and you do that a couple times, you know, during that, then now you're really hurting your score. So you have to understand what's really happening, you know, with that. So anything that erodes our financial credibility is damaging to our credit standing. In the case of inquiries, one or two is not too bad. But any more than that, then they can begin to tell a story of their own. Any prospective credit grantor will look at our credit reports and think that we are desperate for credit. Is that what we really want, listeners?
We do not want to look like we're desperate.
Not at all.
And what I want to say is that I actually had a client who had 16 inquiries.
16?
16, yes. And some of them were for things, again, car insurance. And so you have this car insurance? And they were like, no, that's not my car insurance. But people go through and they pull your information because they want to solicit to you.
Right.
So when we went through and got majority of those inquiries off.
That's what our company does.
Her credit score literally went up 100 points. 100 points.
Woo!
So you think
me clapping.
We did.
Yes.
But how major is that?
Like that's
if your
huge.
Score is a 600, it can go up to a 700. If it's a 540, it could go to a 640.
640. You
so
hear that?
Inquiries really, really.
Yes.
They do tell a story. They start to make you look like a risk.
Totally phenomenal.
Yes. So,
yes. That's
so it's
huge.
About to be holiday season, people. 10% sounds good.
Yes.
But don't do it.
Don't do it.
There you go.
Don't do it.
There you go.
Unless you know what you're doing. If you have phenomenal credit and you definitely can save the 10%, you're going to pay it off. If you have a plan,
right?
You know, because
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But if you don't have a plan, if you don't know if your score is low,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you need to call us.
You need to call us.
And that's what number?
1-877-704-1010 for our out-of-area listeners and 410-481-1010 for our local listeners.
That's right.
Or you could actually call us at our office.
Which is 1-866-610-9759. Again, that's 1-866-610-9759. 610-9759, or you can text the word LM Money to the number 76626. Again, that's LM Money to 76626, and we'd be happy to assist you.
Perfect. So I just want to go over, because this is a question I get asked a lot. And it's, if you get a derogatory item removed, will it just come back? So tell us about that, Monica. If you get it removed, will it come back?
Will it come back? It depends on if it's removed legally or illegally.
So if it's the homie hookup,
how about that?
It could come back. I got it.
How about that? How you getting it done?
Exactly.
The homie hookup.
So you want to tell us about the legal way?
Yes, because that's how we roll, yes. Legally. Yes, yes, yes. So not if it is removed legally. When it is removed with cause, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, it cannot legally be placed back on your credit report. The same law, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, that required its removal prohibited from being placed back on anybody's credit report.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's it.
And one of the reasons why that's so important is that a lot of times you can have an account reported multiple times.
That's right.
And technically an account, if it's going to be reported, can only report it one time.
Exactly.
So going through and getting those extra reportings off, number one, they can't come back because right. They're not supposed to be on there.
Exactly.
But again, nothing has to be on your credit report.
There's no law that says anything has to be on our credit reports. How many things do we pay on time or for many, many years that never go on our credit report? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, utility bills. How many utility bills have you paid that never show up on your credit report positively? How many? I know I paid a lot of electric bills, phone bills.
Gas bills, water bills.
Exactly. Never mm-hmm. showed up on my credit report. Mm-hmm. Never.
Or let's talk about that cell phone.
Thank you.
How
auto insurance.
Well, no, let's just talk about the cell phone.
Okay, let's go back to the
because
cell phone.
Because the cell phone people do not report a positive payment.
Never.
However,
never.
Let that payment go into collections
Ooh.
And they all over your credit report.
How about that? Never. We never get any positive, nothing.
Can we
positive.
Get some credit for what we did good?
I know, for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Then something happens to you.
You lose a job.
You lose your job.
You lose a spouse.
Lose your spouse. Something happens to you out of your control.
And your life changes.
You get sick, medical.
Yep.
You get sick. Yep. You can't pay it for 90 days and bam.
It's on your credit.
Bam.
Report.
Negative on your credit.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the 10 years are you paying? All that 10 years paying good. See?
That's what we're talking
Listeners,
about.
Listeners, anybody out there have that situation? You hear me? Anybody? Can you feel me out there? Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we all have. I cannot hear the listeners right now, but I feel like people are in their car or in front of their computer saying, yes, 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 that's me.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about mm-hmm. that? How? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
So, wow. I think the one thing for Monica and I that you probably hear this passion coming through the radio is that we both have either experienced these situations or people that are near and dear to us have experienced these situations. So
we're so thankful that we had somebody to help us and help us get this cleared up on our credit reports. We're just so thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is... you know, when we kind of go into our next segment, when I got started on the program, you know, I had a ton of negative statements and majority of them were not my own.
That's it.
And for anyone, and you know, the reason why we really want to touch on this as we go into the holiday season again is because you're going to be out there swiping cards, applying for cards, and your information will just be out and about. So this is prime time for thieves.
Fraud and identity theft. Woo.
It is a major game that is sweeping the world. It's taking the world by storm because thieves have so much time on their hands to figure out how to circumvent the system.
Girl, that's their job.
That
we're sitting here talking now. They on their computers figuring out how to get our identity.
Exactly.
I got a call and email while we were in Atlanta about, and that's like my third call this year. Okay?
That's bananas.
It's bananas.
Yeah.
But that's what they're doing these days.
So we always say, you know, we were accustomed back in the day to having to lock your doors so that thieves didn't come in and steal your stuff, right? However, these days, thieves don't want your old stuff. They want their own new stuff.
Wow.
So I had a thief who had a good time with my identity. And left
that?
Me with the bill.
How about that?
And what we do not want for you all is for that to happen to you, for you to be left with the bill. And as you know, we've gone through with the breaches at, you know, big companies like Target, Home Depot, the big banks, you know, Capital One, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, with people getting in and having access to accounts and charging money from your card or account. What we want you all to be vigilant and just understand that at this time, you just want to protect yourself a little better because the thieves are out there.
They are. That's right. Identity theft. What do you have to lose?
Everything.
Everything. You hear me? Everything. Everything. We will be talking about that when we come back. Woo! Sunshine.
Have you lost a family member who was not prepared financially? Did you have to rummage through their belongings or watch other family members do so, desperately looking for important documents to finalize their affairs? Do you recall thinking, couldn't this have been easier? Or why didn't they put something in place? Didn't they know? Tune into the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. where you will hear strategies and techniques to safeguard your family and your future. Or if you need immediate assistance, call us at 1-866-610-9759. Again, that's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LeonetteMonica. Or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money to 76626.
Welcome back to the Leonette and Monica Morning Show.
Partners in Shine.
So when we left out of the last segment, we were starting to talk about identity theft.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And everybody needs protection.
Yes. So I would like to give out our number so you can contact us here at the station. For our local listeners, it is 410-481-1010. And our listeners across the country and the world, our number here is 1-877-704-1010.
That's right.
And our number at the office is
1-866-610-9759. Again, that's 1-866-610-9759. Or you can text the letters LM Money to the number 76626. Again, that's LM Money to 76626.
So before we go into some identity theft horror stories.
Oh my gosh, they are horrible.
They are horrible. Woo. They are toe curling. We are going to go to our phone line.
All right,
we
call
have
us.
Reginald. Reginald, are you on?
Oh, yes, I am. It's amazing you say people that were listening in the car. I'm actually listening in the car on my way to an appointment.
Welcome.
And I heard you guys talking about identity theft, and it's funny because I was doing my son's income tax, who's 19 in college, and I was doing his income tax on my income tax last year, and he had a part-time job, and I got ready to file it for him, and the accountant said, well, this income tax social security number has already been filed.
Wow.
I said, what do you mean it's been filed? I'm filing it now for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, well, sir, you have to get in contact with the IRS because someone has already used the social security number.
That's right.
So I am eagerly waiting to hear what can you do about helping me protect my son's identity as well as mine, because, wow, I was shocked and amazed by that.
Mm-hmm.
That someone could actually get his information, being that he's so young and
that's
still,
right.
You know, he's under 20 now. I don't know if it's a terrorist or who's gotten his information.
Right.
But right now he's so young, they've gotten his information, and his future can be compromised with that being
certainly,
out.
Certainly, certainly. Absolutely.
Well, here's
what can
the
I do?
Well, and thank you for calling, Reginald.
Absolutely.
So our company is literally working with the top-notch service.
That's
in
right. That's
identity
right.
protection. But I do want to say before I go into that, though, is that children and young adults are actually the identities that are the most suspect
That's
to
right.
being compromised for a couple of reasons. Because, you know, children that are under 18, we don't pull their credit.
That's right.
They can't qualify for anything. So by the time they're ready to pull their credit, someone's used it and they didn't
mm-hmm.
know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And youth and young adults that are in college, I just know when I was in college, my social security number was used for everything.
That's right.
It was my student ID. It helped me get online with our internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it was out there and easily available. So as you go and you go up to those tables to get credit cards, or you go to the T-Mobile to get a phone, the information is so readily available. But what our company does actually is they patrol the web for the legal selling and trading of your personal information. And if somebody is trying to use your social security number, they will literally call you and confirm that it's you. And if it's not, if you're not trying to open an account, they'll shut it down.
That's right.
And what's great is that if by happenstance that your identity is compromised, they will actually use up to $1 million
That's right.
of their resources to retrieve it. Now, you would have to consider that if they're willing to use upwards of $1 million of their resources, doesn't that mean $1 million worth of damage can happen?
That's right.
I mean, consider like Reginald said, his
mm-hmm.
son claiming on his taxes. What if somebody claimed on their taxes for 10 years your
That's
information
right.
and they went out and they had a $100,000 job or a $250,000 job? So you have $50,000 in taxes that you owe, $60,000. That could add up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we all know that Uncle Sam doesn't play, does he?
Not at all.
So
not at all.
So to get yourself protected, to get your identity locked down, you
yes.
can literally contact us, Monica.
That's
give
right.
them our information.
1-866-610-9759. Again, 1-866-610-9759. Or text the letters LM Money, MONEY. That's LM MONEY to the number 76626. And let us know that you're interested in protecting your identity, and we will definitely get back to you and assist you with that. With the holidays coming up, it is so, so crucial, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, like Reginald asked, what can he do? The whole thing of identity theft is now you've got to fight through for your son. You've got to work through now, because it's just like with having an accident. If you had a car accident and you didn't have your car insured, what do you do now? You've got to fight through that kind of on your own. But if your son's identity had been protected along with yours at the time, just, you know, knowing, because you didn't know, you know, but if you had everything protected, you could have used that insurance now to fight with you. You know, you've got to kind of work through that now on your own. Hopefully you're protected now. You've protected it now at this point, because understand that 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 same identity could be stolen again and used, okay?
Absolutely.
You know, it's not over. You got me as far as anybody's identity being stolen. So I'm hoping that, you know, you understand that. We do have a guest that's going to be calling in and sharing with us, you know, how he's working with our company, has been working with our company just because of his identity and how it was stolen and how he spent 2 years trying mm-hmm. to get it back.
Yeah.
So you're going to be hearing from this dynamic gentleman at some point in our show. But unfortunately, you know, because your son's identity was not protected, I just want you to know I have my 4-year-old's grandson. He's protected. I'm paying for that mm-hmm. out of my pocket just mm-hmm. because I know what happens. And my children, all they're
exactly.
all protected.
Exactly.
And when the payment went, because I was away, I have to share this. You know me. I just have to share, okay? Okay, because when I learn something, I have to make sure that everybody that I can knows. But listeners, I need you to understand how serious this is just because of the stories that I hear. Is when I found out that because my card was compromised, my American Express card was compromised, and that's the card that I had the payments for my identity theft protection on. When I found that out and my payment did not go through, I got scared. I mean, I actually got chills. Like, oh, my gosh, we're not protected. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to call and fix this. Okay. So my payment didn't go through, which meant that none of my children weren't protected. And my grandson wasn't protected. And neither was I. That was a problem because I knew that that was a window of opportunity for the thieves to get in there and do something. Mm-hmm. And it scared me. You understand? Mm-hmm. Just because I heard the horror stories like Mr.
Exactly.
Reginald, who just called in.
Exactly.
So because I know that the onus is on me mm-hmm. if we're not protected,
mm-hmm.
not having auto insurance. The onus is on us
yep.
to pay that bill if somebody hits me and or if I hit somebody.
Absolutely.
Or if my child hits somebody.
Yep.
You follow me? That's driving. So hopefully, you know, you've gotten some identity theft protection for you and your family at this point. Just understanding that if you haven't already, you will today moving forward. And keep that. And
absolutely.
Hopefully other listeners will get that and understand that. Because it's real. We actually have you had a story
I do.
That you wanted to share about that.
I do.
Yeah.
So, Reginald, hopefully we helped and gave you some good information. And if you want more information, you can contact Leonette and Monica.
That's right. Partners in Shine at 1-866-610-9759 or text LM Money to 766-26.
Wonderful. So, Reginald, we look forward to hearing from you again, okay? And keep listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So, yes, horror stories.
Ooh.
Horror stories. So, as I thought about talking about identity theft today, you know, again, we're accustomed to just thinking about credit cards and, I don't know, someone with our debit card, you know, mostly money.
Yes.
However,
yes.
your identity actually encompasses more than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, similar to what our caller Reginald said.
Yes.
This was a story. So, Gregory Welch files taxes 2 months after his death. How
wow.
is that possible?
I know. How about that?
So, and this is what's so sad. So, it says, when 18-year-old community college student Gregory Welch died tragically in a car accident on February 14th, 2013, his family was completely devastated.
Of course.
He had been riding with a 19-year-old friend who lost control of the car on Shore Road in Virginia Beach around 1 a.m. They were wearing seatbelts and their airbags deployed. But Welch was pronounced dead at the scene. Police later said speed had been a contributing factor. The story, unfortunately, does not end there. The Welch family's grief was reawakened 8 weeks later when they tried to file their deceased son's taxes. It turned out that someone had already filed for a tax return in his name, and that it was for a considerably larger amount of money than would be possible for the $10 an hour he earned delivering pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
They subsequently spent months dealing with the IRS and the U.S. Attorney's Office, no doubt reliving their grief.
Uh-huh.
It was just kind of like being punched in the stomach.
Sure.
Virginia Welch told the Virginian Pilot, it was such a dishonor to our son.
Certainly.
So this is similar to what Reginald said.
Exactly.
However, yes. this is so awful mm-hmm. because you have to go over and prove that your son is dead.
That's right. That's right.
So you're mourning and you're grieving. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get his affairs in order.
Right.
You had no idea your 18-year-old would be gone that soon.
Right. Of course.
And then the IRS comes and says, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
This isn't right.
Exactly.
We already have him on file. So then you have to go and prove to someone that your child is dead.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No parent, honestly, no one should have to go through this.
Absolutely not.
So again, we think of someone opening credit cards, you know, opening lines of credit, a mortgage, car loan. But this hits you in a substantial way because mm-hmm. your family has to go through that.
That's right. That's right.
So it's so timely with Reginald calling us about his son.
Right. Right.
So I would like to, I know we're actually going to push up against the break, but before we do, I would like to bring our dynamic guest in.
Awesome. Okay.
So I have on the line with us Mr. Thomas E. Harrelson. And as we always like to say, the E stands for excellence. Mr. Harrelson is a former co-worker of mine. And what's so crazy is, you know, both of us had a wonderful, secure, quote unquote, jobs with the government.
How about that?
In the IT field.
Mm-hmm.
And when I called him to talk to him about our company and our service, Mr. Harrelson was literally in the middle of dealing with an identity theft situation that he had been going through for 2 years.
Wow.
And as we all know, time is money.
Yes.
So can you imagine how many personal man hours he was putting into that to retrieve his identity? What could he have been doing with that time?
Making money.
Exactly. How about being with his family?
How about that? Yeah.
You know, so I just thought it was so timely to bring him on so he could just talk about his experience with identity theft with our company and everything ever since then. So, Mr. Harrelson, are you on?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Been in traffic.
Good. Well, you know, we know that you're a very busy man.
Yes.
And
yes.
You graced us with a little bit of your time today. So it doesn't surprise me that you're in between. So if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and your story. And actually, I'm going to hold you over. I'm going to take us to break. And then when we come back, we'll pick up from there. OK. So we're going to go to break right now.
And pain.
Do you have auto insurance? How about homeowners or renters insurance? Do you have these because they make you have it? Do you have your time and sweat equity insured? Do you have your finances insured? Well, we do. Join Leonette and Monica, partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday at 10 a.m., where we discuss how you can get protection that pays. Or contact us at 1-866-610-9759. Again, that's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LEONET. MONICA or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money at 76626. Living my life like it's golden, 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 golden, living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden.
And welcome back to the Leonette Monica Morning Show.
Partners in Shine.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we were, before we went to break, we had just introduced our dynamic guest.
That's right.
Mr. Thomas Harrelson. Mr. Harrelson,
welcome.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Absolutely, sir.
So perfect. So can you just go in and kind of tell us what you experienced?
and how we helped you.
it was definitely a help. A little bit of background about myself. Like Lena had mentioned, we had worked together, government contracting firm. Everybody went their separate ways. I ended up starting an accounting practice, owning an accounting firm, about 3 years before my identity got stolen. So my identity got stolen around the midpoint of year two, and my credit score went from a 798 to a 540.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Exactly. What people don't realize is that, credit, especially in a business, is very important because there are things that you're going to need to get accomplished that, you might not be able to, you might not have cash on hand, whether it be payroll or what have you. So because I owned an accounting firm and we were able to pull credit reports, and I took the Fair Credit Reporting certification every year. So it wasn't like that when my identity got stolen, I didn't know what to do. Even in doing so and knowing the information, it still took me 2 years to get my credit scores above 600. And that was a lot of man hours, talking 4 or 5 hours a day, doing a lot of research, calling the credit bureau. I even had one of the credit bureaus, one of the representatives tell me that they could not, no, let me rephrase it, that they would not give me the contact information of the company that was reporting the negative item. His words were, well, Mr. Harrelson, it's your responsibility to get that information. I said, yeah, but I pulled it off your credit report. I'm like, so the information is wrong. This company does not exist. All I'm asking you to do is give me the contact information that's on your file so I can call them. I'm not asking you to call them. I'm just asking you to give me the information. Well, Mr. Harrelson, we're not going to be able to help you. I was like, well, how am I supposed to get this stuff off my credit or even give them a call or let them know that it's fraudulent? Right. Well, that's something that you're going to have to deal with. And he just basically hung up on me.
Wow.
So, of course, at that particular time, I was furious.
Of course. Thomas, I just wanted to interject because I heard you say, well, how am I supposed to get this stuff off of my credit report if I can't get in touch with them?
Right.
And it is not the bureau's goal for you, honestly, to get these items off of your credit report because they make a good amount of money off of your negative items, $35 per negative item.
Yeah.
So I just wanted our listeners to understand that when you try to take on the bureaus alone, that's the type of thing you're going to experience, but that's the reason why, because they make money every time you have a new or existing negative item. So just, I just wanted to point that out, but go ahead, Mr. Harrelson.
That's right. Go, Leonette.
And you're exactly right. That's what I found out after working with the company.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally like 2 weeks after that conversation that I received a phone call from Leonette asking me who I knew with less than perfect credit. And literally within 6 to 9 my credit scores jumped back up to over 780.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Don't you love us?
So it's something that took me 2 years to do on my own just to get it up a couple of points, like 40 or 50 points. The company was able to do that in 6 to 9 months and get me back to where I was at. And it was phenomenal. So I started originally as a customer, then I ended up turning a lot of my tax clients over to the services, and they got great results. And then it just made sense for me to add that division to my company as well. So.
And you've been working with us for how many years now, Thomas?
I'm sorry.
How many years have you been working with us now?
Going on 4. It'll be 4 years in October of next year.
Awesome. Yes, yes.
That is just amazing.
It is.
And I think the reason why we like to bring that up is because one of the things that I know I grew up hearing was about job security.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Harrelson, can you just kind of tell us, because I know that you're a business owner, but as we said before, you and I actually worked together as employees. And I know you had a transition about... maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Can you tell us about that?
I sure can. I was with another government contracting company because that's prevalent in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was going well. December 2012, I was given an award, a monetary award of a couple thousand dollars for my work in IT services. And literally, a month after that, January the following year, I was told that I was being taken off that contract because of my lack of knowledge in that area of expertise, which I got an award in.
Wow.
And then I was told February 15th was my last day working with the company, and I was released.
Wow. Wow.
And what's so amazing about that, you know, I always look at how we are trained and conditioned to believe that, you know, you go and you work for these companies and you give them your lifeblood.
Yes.
Right. You have this loyalty
yes.
to them. You build equity.
Yes.
In what they have to offer. You make them look really good.
Yes.
Really good.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, when you're no longer useful to them, then they kick you out the door.
Kick to the curb.
Like, we've literally seen periodicals that say 50 and fired. Where did my career go?
Where did it go?
And will I ever be able to retire? And we have Mr. Harrelson is certainly not in his 50s. He's a young, spry,
yes.
early 40s. But the point is that he gave a lot of himself. You know, he
mm-hmm.
went to trainings. He got certifications.
Yes.
He worked overtime.
Right.
I know
sweat
because, again,
equity.
I worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that wasn't good enough.
Right.
They created some reason to let him go.
Right.
Now, if he didn't have a backup plan, then what would his family have done? They weren't concerned about whether or not they could eat or
that?
Pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So what is such a blessing, I think, is that the way he did see our company and the fact that it was a division he added to his business. And I would just like to just ask Mr. Harrelson, you know, since you were emancipated from your job, tell me about how that's been as far as working with our company.
Well, working with the company is fantastic. The training is second to none. Being that I've worked in the IT sector where you're always getting trained and owning an accounting firm where you're always getting trained, the training from the company allowed me not only to thrive on the side of financial services, it allowed my company, my accounting firm, to triple in growth in 3 months.
Wow.
So
that's right.
just being associated with the company and working with, you know, being at a Monica and having an opportunity to meet a lot of people and help a lot of people, I've been able to, you know, basically double dip, for lack of a better term, you know, with my accounting practice to the point to now where I have the pleasure of outsourcing a lot of my accounting work to other, you know, startup accounting firms. So it's a blessing all the way around. So I'm helping business owners on both sides of the spectrum, whether they want to come on and work with the financial services part of our industry, or whether they want to own an accounting firm of their own, or, you know, whether they're just looking for some other option. It's been a true blessing to be emancipated from my job.
Wonderful.
And so excited.
Absolutely. Yes. And the reason that I wanted to bring that up is for a couple of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Reason number one being we are going into the last 2 months, or we're in the last 2 months of the year.
That's right.
So our listeners, we want to start getting ourselves prepared for tax season.
That's right.
And Mr. Harrelson is a phenomenal tax preparer. We refer everyone to him.
Yes,
so if you don't have anyone who's doing your taxes, if you're dissatisfied with who's doing your taxes, if the IRS is knocking at your door,
that's right.
You can contact Leonette and Monica, and we will give Mr. Harrelson your information. But secondly, I want to speak on that because, again, we are in the end of the year, and we're hiring.
We are hiring.
We're looking for some sharp
individuals.
Yes, to kind of help us bring our products and services to the marketplace.
That's right.
Because we know that there's no shortage of customers and clients. There is a shortage of professional agents.
That's right.
So if anyone out there is looking for employment, if you are looking to supplement your income, if you are looking to change your life,
mm-hmm.
give us a call because we have an opportunity that could do all those things.
And it doesn't matter where you are. You can be anywhere in the United States. And you can even be out of the United States. So listeners from anywhere across the world, how about that?
Absolutely.
You can dial 1-866-610-9759. Again, that's 1-866-610-9759. Or you can text the letters LM Money to the number 76626. That's again, LM Money to 76626.
So I would just like to thank Mr. Harrelson for giving us a little bit of his time. I know you're in transition and you are actually pushing up against your next appointment. So
yes,
thank you. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
And Mr. Harrelson does work with customers, clients all across the country.
Absolutely.
I know I give all my clients from all across the country to Mr. Harrelson. He's done very good putting money back in their pockets.
Exactly.
Big time.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Harrelson. You are the best.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate you.
Wonderful.
We appreciate you as well.
Bye-bye. So, we have one last call. So, we are out of time. We're out of time.
And we will hear you back next week.
We will.
Wednesday.
Leah and Monica.
10 o'clock. Hear you next
morning
Wednesday.
Morning show.
Partners in Shine.
I like sunshine.